Good evening. My name is Roy Stever. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. I'm chairman of the Eastern New Hampshire Conservation Commission. Our commission is currently working on habitat protection, local agriculture, the preservation of cultural records, and energy conservation in the town of Easton. The Eastern Conservation Commission strongly opposes Northern Pass. We believe that the project would have a devastating effect on wetlands, habitat, recreation, tourism, scenic values, and cultural resources. We have filed an application as an intervener in the EIS proceedings. With limited time, I will review our request of the panel first, then circle back with supporting evidence. It seems to make intelligent comments, we need facts, and we believe facts have been withheld. Hopefully I can prove that. We ask that the following be delivered to the Eastern Conservation Commission 45 days prior to the close of any EIS comment period. One, answers to the questions that we submitted to Northern Pass in July, and which I will explain in a minute. Two, a fair and thorough assessment of Easton's visual landscape, including more than 20 high-value views. Three, consideration of viable alternatives, including the no-build option and burial along existing transportation corridors. And four, thorough study of the impact of Northern Pass on the federally and state-protected Canada Lynx based on confirmed tracks along Kinsman Ridge this past spring within miles of Northern Pass's proposed route, detailed in testimony just last night by one of our commission members, Steve Saber, in Plymouth. We would like USFS and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, with input from New Hampshire Fish and Game, to examine the need to protect the Kinsman Ridge Corridor, including Bog Pond and land in Easton, as critical habitat under all existing laws, regulations, and agreements, including the Endangered Species Act as amended and the Canada Lynx Conservation Agreement. It is impossible to comment on this project. Our commission enjoys a strong working relationship with the White Mountain National Forest. We collaborate on activities such as trailhead improvement, cultural resources, habitat improvement. Nearly 70% of Easton lies within the forest. On June 10, members of our commission met with Tom Wagner, supervisor of WMNF, and members of his staff to register our concerns. We were cordially received. On July 2nd, we issued an invitation to Mr. Long, then president and COO of PSNH, to meet with our commission to discuss Northern Pass. Mr. Martin Murray followed up, agreeing to meet, even nominating dates in August. We believe, however, that Mr. Murray changed his mind after we informed him that our meetings would be open to the public per RSA 91A. We subsequently received a letter from Mr. Long indicating that we could instead meet at some point in the future prior to the State Site Evaluation Committee proceedings and after a finer level of engineering design work. Mr. Long and Northern Pass have turned their back on a respected New Hampshire institution, the Conservation Commission. We take our role seriously and approach Northern Pass to ensure our own objectivity, as we do in the review of any project in our town. Mr. Long and Northern Pass team continue to ignore our request to meet, and to date have answered none of our 26 questions, something they did not do at the open houses, by the way. We believe the actual cost for locating two new lines in Easton and Lincoln would make for the most expensive miles on the entire project, due to remote terrain and the need for helicopters. We also believe the environmental, recreation, wildlife, and tourism impact along this stretch would be among the highest on the route, and we strongly advise consideration of no build or burial along existing corridors.
Where are you rounding up?
Last paragraph. We continue to believe that the project is a private, profit-laden insult to the residents of Easton, the people of New Hampshire, the millions who have visited the White Mountain National Forest from all over the world, the 100-year-old Weeks Act, and the countless dedicated New Hampshire citizens and elected officials who over the centuries have had the courage to say no.